Blog Talk Radio.
Be started.
evening, guys, and thank you for tuning in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome those who are listening via cell phone or landline. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning into the show as well. Happy Monday. If that's in tune, happy Monday to you guys, and hope you guys had a great day today, and I hope you guys have a great week this week. I had a great day today, and I'm counting on having a great week. You know, the weather is outstanding here in Atlanta. I always talk about the weather because this is the greatest city in the United States as far as weather goes. Now, I don't know about California and all these, you know, Hawaii. I've never been there, okay? Want to go there, will go there, on my bucket list, right? But I haven't been there yet. So I can't say, I can't speak for them. But here on the East Coast in Atlanta, Georgia, this is the best place for weather, okay? It's not too cold in the wintertime. It's not too hot in the summertime. Although it gets hot, right? But it's not too hot. You look at Arizona, Phoenix, and places like that that are, you know, 101, you know, up in Missouri. When I visited Missouri during the summertime, I mean, it was 100 degrees in the morning. So that's off the charts for me. Here in Atlanta, we have the greatest weather. Tornadoes, no. Hurricanes, no. Earthquakes, no. Snow, very, very seldom. Ice, very, very seldom. So, it is the perfect place as far as weather goes, all right? So that's why I talk about weather a lot whenever I come on to the show. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm, PA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. If it wasn't for you, I would not be here, right? If it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't be here. And again, y'all are the best. You know, I really do appreciate everyone that listens to the show. I need to say that more often because, I know that some people think that I don't appreciate them. But but I do. I really do. And I guess I'll start to say that a little more often. Today's word of the day is divarication. 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 Divarication is a noun. It means the action, process, or fact of spreading apart. Divarication. Divarication. The action, process, or fact of spreading apart. A divergence of opinion. Okay? And an example of that is the team of botanists studied the growth patterns of the trees, including the divarication of their branches. So the action or the process or fact of spreading apart, the divarification of the tree branches. All right? Divarification is the word of the day. Now, I guess before I get into the today's show, I want to make this known that these are my opinions about this, about what's going on. Anytime I come on the show and you hear my voice, it's my opinion, okay? This is my opinion, and I give that opinion. I give it every day. I like to give my opinion. I don't know everything, okay? I always tell people I know a little bit about a lot and a lot about a little bit, right? So think of it that way. So sometimes I'm not the one that goes in and research all this stuff and try to pull out all these papers and read about this to you. I just like, what makes my show good is that I like to just give my straight up opinion. I think that's what people want to hear, okay? A lot of facts and gobbledygook is some things that I don't want to hear, so I don't do that on my show. Today's episode is titled, Why is Pro Football Such a Mess? Why is pro football such a mess? So let's talk about it. Because over the last week and a half or so, the NFL has been up in arms. They've been in shambles. Okay, because of some of the players in the league, their off-field antics that has caused all of this uproar in the public. We're going to start off with Ray Rice, okay? Ray Rice hit his girlfriend in the elevator. I don't know what led up to those circumstances. I don't know what she did or he did before that. I don't know what they did in the casino before that. I don't know what happened in the casino before that. I don't know what happened in their hotel room before that. I don't know what happened in their hotel room after that. I don't know what happened in their home after that. All we know is what we saw on video. Okay? And we did see him punch her in the face. We did see her fall and hit her head on the rail of the elevator. We did see that she was knocked out, unconscious. We did see that he drug her out of the elevator. We did see that people came and got her back on her feet. That was it, right? So, this guy got suspended for 2 games for that. Okay, let's back up a minute. He went to court for it. The court gave him a slap on the wrist. Sent him home. No jail time, none of that. Maybe public service, I don't know. They gave him a slap on the wrist for that, domestic violence, right? So then the NFL came in afterwards, okay, and said, hey, you're suspended for 2 games, and we're going to fine you for that, okay? That supposedly was it. Now, if that was the case, Ray Rice would be playing this coming Sunday in the ball game because the Baltimore Ravens have played 2 games, okay? So he would be playing in the game coming up this Sunday if everything had gone the way they see, okay? After the tape was released, and believe you me, now, if the NFL knew that, yeah, that was a tape, or the NFL had the tape, why didn't they look at the entire tape? They had the tape, right? That's not a dispute. They had the tape, but they say they didn't have all of the tape. How do you have part of the tape and not all of the tape. I don't get that. And then Ray Rice said he told the commissioner in their meeting that he punched her. Excuse me. That he hit his fiance. Okay? So, but they felt that the two-game suspension and the fine was enough punishment. Then TMZ leaks the entire video, and now with public outcry, now the public has forced the NFL to do something else. So the commissioner comes back and says, okay, you're suspended indefinitely. And then they put the pressure on the Baltimore Ravens to release Ray Rice. That's what happened. Now, Ray Rice is one of Baltimore's best players. Okay? That hurts their team. Okay? Now, let's step forward. Now we got the guy from the Carolina Panthers who was convicted of violence. Okay? Now, on Sunday, this past Sunday, yesterday, all the way up to game time, he was on the roster to play on Sunday. But all the way up to game time, until game time, right before game time, he was deactivated by the team. That's because of public pressure to the NFL, and then the NFL made the phone call to the Panthers. This is my opinion now. This is what I think happened. He called the Panthers and said, hey, you gotta bench Greg Hardy today. So all of a sudden, bam, they bench Greg Hardy. They're not going to tell you that. The coach come out and said in a press conference that it was his decision to bench Greg Hardy. I don't believe that. I don't think that without any kind of physical injury or anything like that, that the coach can say, hey, you're going to be benched, one of their star players, one of their starters, okay? But the owner decided to deactivate Greg Hardy. This guy being convicted of domestic abuse, okay? Now, here's my deal, because I'm going to stop right here for a second. Here's my deal. This is what I think. This is my opinion. I believe that once you're caught up in with law enforcement, whether it's domestic abuse, drunk driving, rape, whatever it is. Once you're caught up with law enforcement, caught with drugs, whatever it is. Once you're caught up with law enforcement, what the NFL does is they wait until the court hands down their penalty. Then the NFL hands down their penalty. I think that when you have a severe case with the law, that you should be deactivated immediately on that team. All right? You shouldn't have any more contact with that team until your process in the court has come clean or not. Okay, whether you go to jail or whether you're free or whatever, until that case happens, you can't play. You're not going to get paid. I guarantee you that when you touch these guys in their pocket, they'll think twice about hitting women, driving drunk, doing drugs, all this stuff. They'll think twice about it. I guarantee you they will. Okay? I guarantee you they will. Sit them down. Once you find out that they've been in trouble with the law, and you will, hey, you're suspended immediately. Then once your process happens in court, Okay? Now, you can either come back to football if we let you, or, hey, they're going to release you. That has to be done. That has to be done. Well, these guys are on different standards than we ordinary citizens out here in the street are. Why? Why do they get special treatment and we don't? Just because they're football players, they're professional football players? So what? But it's a money thing. It's a money thing. You know, I guarantee you, it's a money thing. So now they allow him to play. Because Greg Hardy, he had 13, 14 sacks last year. He was a big part of our success. Hey, he got to be on the field. I understand that from a business standpoint. But morally, ethically, this guy should be sitting at home to see what happens with his court date. And they say, well, the court takes so long to do this and so long to do that. Who cares? Because if you got caught up in that type of situation at your job or outside your job in the streets, you got locked up for domestic violence. The media found out about it. They found out who you're working for. Okay, you work for Federal Express. And it's in the news that a Federal Express driver has been locked up for domestic abuse. And because it will get to the news if you did something real bad. Say you set her on fire or you beat her till she was unconscious or whatever. And it hit the news. Federal Express is going to let you go because they don't want that negative publicity towards their business. It's bad for business. This is bad for business for the NFL. This is bad for business for the NFL. So why these guys hadn't been sat down? Sit down until your court date starts. I have a caller from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 848. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where you calling from?
How you doing, Frank? This is Peyton. How you doing, man?
Doing great, buddy. How you doing? Hey, Charles, what's going on, buddy? Good.
Oh, not a whole lot, man. I'm doing okay. I want to touch on this. I want to try to make it as quick as I can. But I agree with you 100% about sitting them down. But what I don't like is how the NFL, you know, in other words, they fumbled the ball, you know. Well, firstly, the people in New Jersey who gave Ray Rice a slap on the wrist and had the original tape to start with. That's who originally started this mess. You know, they let him off easily, you know, gave him probation or whatever. And that's what the main reason why the NFL said, okay, well, since they didn't do anything, we're only going to suspend you for two games. You know, it was a fumble right then and there. The NFL undoubtedly had the information. Ray Rice told Cadell exactly what happened, and Cadell on the CBS program said that Ray Rice was lying to him about the situation. And like you said, it's all about the money, my friend. It's all about them trying to what they call the shield, keep the shield.
Protect the shield, right.
Tarnished. Yeah, protect the shield.
Yep.
And like you said, it's all about in the public opinion. Like you say, Ray Rice would have been playing this weekend if it hadn't been for public outcry. You know, and that's that was just crazy. You can't tell me that the NFL did not know about exactly what happened that Elevate beforehand. But
they went on
with their so-called investigation, and they were going to suspend them 2 games. Then they said they made a mistake. Oh, well, from now on, you're going to be suspended for 6 games for the first offense, and then you're going to be, you know, kicked out for the second offense, something like that, you know.
Yeah.
But they were just going to let Ray Rice off for two games until the TMC released the tape. I don't know. NFL just thinks right now with Goodell, and I don't understand exactly what's going on with that. Now the Hardy guy,
right.
He was convicted, like as you said, but since he was appealing the conviction, they were gonna let him play until, you know, I'm sure the NFL had something to say about it right up till game time. And that was crazy. Also,
yeah.
Now my last thing I want to touch on, I'm gonna get off the phone here, is the Adrian Peterson case. Now, I don't know about you, Frank, but I know I got plenty of whippings with switches when I was coming up. And I had plenty of wet marks on my body. And the harsh thing about it, you know, they would make you get in the tub afterwards. You know, when you got all the whips on it, you know.
Yeah.
And like you say, I like what Charles Barkley said yesterday. Just about every black parent in the South would be in jail if we couldn't whip our children. You know, that's the way I was brought up. I might be old school. You know, I know there's people out there that probably disagree with me, but I know that's how we were brought up. Most of us were brought up. That were brought up down in the South, you know. So I don't know if he went overboard. Like I said, I know he's an NFL player, and the boy was only 4 years old. I haven't seen the pictures, so I don't know whether he went overboard or not. But I know he has the right to discipline his child the way he sees fit, you know. But that's just my opinion on that. Okay, I'm going to be quiet now and let you talk.
All right, Peyton, I appreciate your call, man. Keep listening, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, man.
All right. So, I didn't get into the Adrian Peterson thing, but 4 years old, being a child like that, I don't remember what happened at my age at 4 years old. I can't remember that. And, but we're going to get into that tomorrow. Join me tomorrow. We're out of time right now, but join me tomorrow because we're going to continue this part two tomorrow right here on the Frank Williams Show. I'll see you guys. Take care.
Amen.